On Monday's program, I brought up an article out of the Lubbock newspaper on bills before the legislature which affect local taxing and spending for counties and municipalities. The story was similar to others which ran around the state with the same tone. In the mudslide story, a county commissioner and a mayor were harping on two bills, SB 156 by Nichols and SB 182 by Betancourt. The argument offered was that these bills somehow are an attack on local control and would put cuffs on local government, limiting the ability to raise revenue for the ever-present list of needs, wants, and good ideas. The problem with the arguments put forth is just like those on the campus CHL bill I addressed yesterday. The arguments are based on a fabrication. Most likely, local elected folk haven't read the bill text and are just parroting the propaganda from the Texas Municipal League and Texas Association of Counties, both groups dedicated to getting as much of your money as possible with the fewest hurdles to get it. All Betancourt's bill does is lower the threshold at which citizens can petition to have a tax rollback election from an 8% to 4% threshold on a tax increase. This doesn't limit local government from doing anything. And Nichols' bill changes the cap on the amount your appraisal can increase in 1 year from 10% now to 5%. But as I read it, it allows for a county election to be called through which citizens can vote to okay a higher cap if local needs dictate. It's full local control, but local control from the taxpayers. I've read both bills and see nothing that puts cuffs on local control. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.